Start standing, but do close your eyes. And just feel the feet and the ground, and maybe just shifting the weight. That's why I was encouraging socks off if you feel like it, just to bring ourselves more into the tactile, sensual level of experience. And then still the body, just tasting the feet and the ground, but you don't have any visual representation of the feet or the ground in this moment. It's just a raw sensation. Is the body leaning or resisting the floor, as if the floor was dead, or can there be a more alive connection? Maybe the feet can spread. We begin to experience the body as a very living animal, as if you were witnessing something very alive, and you are, in fact. Feel the heels, the soles of the feet, the toes. Feel the top of the feet as if they were kind of collapsing down, melting down into the soles of the feet, and the soles of the feet dissolving down into the earth, and the earth itself alive. It's not dead stuff. So there's no kind of body resisting a floor. It's just one sensation. And then just placing our hands, the hands on the belly. And let the body sway a bit if it feels like, just that the natural movement if it occurs. But take time to truly taste the contact of the hands, the belly, touch of the fabric of your shirt. You don't know anything, you're innocent, like a little baby. Just tasting. Left palm. What is a left palm like right this moment? Feel the fingers of the left hand. The palm. Is it warm? Can the warmth, if it's there, penetrate into the body? And if the answer is no, of course, if there isn't a sensation, just be very patient. Usually when there's a no and a no feeling the body, it's because there's not yet a sense of safety that the body can be felt in an open, loving, friendly space. So take time. Feel the right hand where it rests. No agenda, just what's here, the movement of the breath. Tips of the fingers on the right hand. And feel the whole of the sensation that we call arms. The right arm from the shoulder all the way down to the palms. On the right side and on the left side. And then let the arms float down, let them go. Long arms. And feel, especially in this moment, the sensation that we call shoulders. For first the right side, just tasting what's there. Don't manufacture anything. Don't have any idea what's supposed to be felt. Just this immediate experience called right shoulder. Maybe a sense of density, of weight. And maybe a sense of that sensation of the right shoulder surrounded by open space, maybe. Like a bit like an iceberg floating in the ocean. And let it be there. And then slowly just let that right shoulder float up towards the right ear. And then take a breath in. With the inhale, just let it go down. Drop it. And again, effortlessly, as if somebody else was doing it. The right shoulder to the right ear. Next inhale, yes. And then just allowing, after the end of this movement, just allowing the arm to maybe dissolve a little bit more, maybe the shoulder on the right side melting a bit. Maybe not. Maybe it can flow right down through the tips of the fingers into the space that surrounds the arm. Let's visit the left side, left shoulder. And you don't, again, you don't go fishing. You're this open, listening space, waiting for a left shoulder sensation. Let it come, let it flow. Is it moving? Is it still? Is it pleasant or unpleasant? Is it tense or relaxed? Can you taste the space that surrounds it? Can you be free of an agenda with it? And then again, watching, don't do it, just watch it. This left shoulder floating up towards the left ear. Breath in and then let it go. And again, left shoulder up to the left ear. Big inhale and and just let it go. Wait, don't. Let things flow away, dissolve. Which means take your stand as the openness in which things dissolve. Both shoulders floating up. Big inhale. And then you surrender whatever comes in the wake of this. No psychology. I feel the top of the head. Big hat, pointed hat extending from the top of the head, sitting on the head. Feel the tip of the point touching the ceiling. And just let the tip of the point draw a circle on the ceiling. It's a magic hat and it moves on its own, so there's no effort involved. Very slow. No reason to do this, nothing to gain or lose. You can make the circle bigger or smaller. And then the other way. Take the image of the hat, the ceiling away, just a fluid flowing sensation. No head, no neck, no ceiling. Just sensation in space. See if the sensation flows in other ways. Let the circle become whatever it wants to become. No thinking. Be the space, the surface on which this sensation draws. Yes, and let the head melt back into stillness. Bending the knees a bit, just a little bit. And just a little bouncing the knees up and down. A little shaking up and down, if it's comfortable. And again, see if you can just feel that the body's been placed in a bouncy field. So the bouncing is effortless. There's nobody bouncing. Feel that every little part of the body, the joints, the articulation, you can bend the elbows a bit, shoulders, the spine, the hips. Let every part of the body be invited into this gentle bouncing. No thinking and nobody judging, of course. It's like the body's been placed in this lovely, gentle, bouncy field. See where it takes the body. Make sure the breath is free. Visit the parts of the body that don't seem to want to come into the bounce. See if you can permeate them with bounciness. The breath can become bouncy too. What would that mean? The heels, the feet, the fingers. Feel the air all around, very buoyant. Maybe bounce and shake. What about the head? Maybe even the voice. No psychology, no thinking, just raw energy. Let the arms come up if they feel like it. Yes, and let the feet come up if it wants to bounce and jump. The feet can come apart. Feel the space is very free, very playful, maybe. Feel the space is exactly like it is for you. What about the face? How would a face, how would a mask bounce? What about the tongue? Now let that come to rest. Just see that the habit when the body stops moving is I take residence inside the body. But in this moment, see if you can let all the sensations, breath, the energies, the various sensations that have been stirred up, they just clouds flowing in an open sky. Let them do exactly what they're doing, just like the sound of this voice. They're not anymore me, these sensations, than the sound of this voice or whatever else is perceived. However, be very honest and feel the feelings in the body right now that do seem to be me in the body. Be just very honest. There's no problem. It's not a crime. But it's an opportunity right now to see this sense of me located in the belly, behind the forehead. And to know that the real me is that which perceives these me localizations in the body. And the real me is nowhere to be found. Its real place is no place. So whatever is perceived as a me in the body is just a sensation. There never was a me there. Feel how liberating that is for the sensation behind the forehead. There's nobody there. It's appearing in me. And of course, as you hear this, other me localizations may surface in other parts of the body. But it's fine. They're just habitual, intimate, bodily feelings. Well, all we have to do is see them for what they are. Feel the right fingertips, whatever you feel, right hand, right palm tingling, space between the fingers on the right side. And truly feel that the right hand and the space all around are very much one substance. It's just a habit that makes us feel otherwise. Let that right hand remember that, and it can expand into the space all around. The space all around is friendly, alive. The right hand fills more and more of that space. Space fills more and more of the hand, and then just let the right arm float up, long fingers. Bye-bye, Bridget.
Bye-bye.
Touching Bridget with the right fingers. And just resting the right arm onto the space in front, horizontally. Making sure the left arm is flowing down into the earth, the feet, the head to the ceiling. Now feel the left arm floating up slowly, slowly. You stay as a space, you don't go anywhere. Weightless left arm flowing. Lifted by invisible cushion. All the way up the left arm. The right arm resting on the space. The left arm flowing up towards the ceiling, no shoulder, just an open armpit, long fingers, and the head floating towards the right, not too far. Feel all the directions, one direction, big cloud, this one posture, one big cloud in myself, including the burning sensations, just sensation. Now the right arm floats up to the ceiling, the left arm down, the head to the left. One flowing sensation, not three. Slow. Weightless. Live in the tips of the fingers. Yes, now feel the all the directions, just one direction, the right armpit, like a big open mouth. Right fingertips caressing the ceiling. Yes, the arms come down, the head floats back slowly. Touching the space. Feeding the body to the space. Space is you, is presence. It's not dead stuff. Melt yourself into yourself. Yes. Dissolving into silence, into presence. Again, now that movement just arise with the arms, with the fingers, and the same spirit that we just let the arms move, just allowing weightless, spontaneous, loving. Take your time. Feel that the body is being moved by something very delicate, open, permeated by that quality. Let the hands express this as well, the hands touching the space. Caressing. In the beginning it's the hands caressing, but then it's just the actual space caressing itself. Doesn't need to be personal. If there's an opening, it's just that, just pure opening. There's a reaching, it's just pure reaching. If it's gathering, it's pure gathering. Feel also the space behind the body is very friendly, not threatening. The body truly in a bath of friendliness. It's the same feeling when you're on vacation on a lovely beach, sunny, warm weather, friends around, carefree. Maybe you have to go all the way back to childhood to evoke that feeling. Let the torso move into the space if it wants. Maybe it wants to come down in front. Trust what the body
wants.
Feeling that the friendliness permeates the articulations, yes, of the back, the hips. Once again, in your own time, coming back to stillness. Just to taste again this body. Maybe to notice how, if you compare it to how it felt when we first turned attention towards it. Perhaps it's a little bit more of a flow. Perhaps the space that surrounds it is experienced a little bit more friendly, safe. And perhaps you also see more clearly the habit that perpetuates the sense of I am the body. Feel the whole right side of the body. Feel the right side of the right foot, the right side of the right leg, the calf, the right side of the right knee, the right thigh, the right hand, the whole length of the right arm, lower arm, the elbow, upper arm, the shoulder, the right side of the neck. To the right side of the face, somebody slaps, friendly slap, across the right side of the face. Feel the tingling aftermath. To the whole side of the right, so the whole right side of the body. Touch of the skin, of the air. Feel the right hand sensation, the right foot sensation. See if you can place the right hand sensation in the right foot sensation. Place the right foot sensation in the right hand sensation. Feel the right elbow, the right knee. Melt elbow and knee into one sensation. Don't worry if it's difficult, just try. Let it happen. Right shoulder, right hip. Let them draw towards one another. Melt into one another. Right hand, right foot. Right elbow, right knee. Right shoulder, right hip, whole right side of the body. Never saw it before, just sensation, tactile, sensual. See if you can penetrate the space to the right with that sensation. Extending the right side of the body to the right. Warming the right side of the body, warming your neighbor, warming the space to the right with the right side of the body. Feel the possibility of this exchange. And feel the difference now with the left side, just from this little visualization. Feel the habit on the left side is very clear, maybe, of feeling slightly contracted, slightly solid. Now see if you can just simply communicate the more porous, open feeling on the right side to the left side. Just through the direct kind of communicating of sensation on the from right to left. The whole left side now. First of all, you feel it as one sensation, one tactile, pulsating, sensual sensation. On the left. And then you let that sensation penetrate the side, the space to the left. Because the space to the left is wide open. Undefended. And the left side of the body is wide open, undefended. And of course, welcome any sense of resistance. It will come, and it's just a sensation. See if you can extend this penetrating of body and space to the front and to the back. Just let it happen. Don't think too hard. Space all around, open and friendly. Body all around, undefended. Expanding, letting go in a way. Letting go completely of whatever it is that holds or stays. And of course under as well, the earth, the feet, and above. Yes. Don't do anything now, just taste. The openness that is not a feeling somehow, that is at the heart of every experience, including the tensions and resistances. And then we're going to slowly come down. Take your time to seated position. Surrender the sensations of the body just like the sound of the rain effortlessly surrendered. With the sound of this voice, you don't have to do anything for the sound of this voice or the sound of the rain to arise and flow and dissolve. It's already happening. So why shouldn't it be any different with the sensations and feelings of the body? It isn't. Surrender the bodily sensations completely. And feel that what the sound of the rain, of this voice, the sensations of the body, what they arise in and are surrendered into is pure heart, pure openness. Everything unconditionally. If there's a sense of something that needs to be done in order to surrender, or a sense of effort, you don't have to undo it or relax it. It itself is surrendered. It's just arising as a thought and a feeling in the body, usually. A kind of me, the body-mind constellation. You don't have to undo it or fix it or change it. You just place it on the altar. Everything that's perceived, surrendered. And once it's surrendered, it doesn't have to go away, it doesn't have to change. There's no agenda. Tension doesn't have to relax. It will in its own time. Surrendering the head, the thinker. Happens when I am able to let go of everything that is held onto as a way to feel that I am a body mind. What am I when I'm not these very familiar, intimate me sensations in the head, in the chest, in the hands, in the shoulders, behind the mouth, when they're offered up, when they're seen to be just coming and going, like the sound of the rain. Feel the coming and the going of the breath. And feel and know somehow that the air that is inhaled, that is breathed in, is pure presence. It's God. You might not resonate with the word, but just feel that this air that is breathed in is the absolute. And with every inhale, let it permeate everything that it touches. Let it caress and surround everything that it comes into contact with. And with every inhale, let that which has been touched by the inhale dissolve away back into presence, if it wants. Feel that this breath of presence, breath of God, this breathing of God, it's effortless. It's just God breathing itself in and out, presence breathing itself in and out. Inhaling itself, rest, exhaling. Filling myself with myself, rest. Losing myself in myself, rest. Filling myself with myself, abandoning myself into myself. Not just the body, the whole space, the rain, the sound of this voice, everything included in this breath of presence. Make sure you don't locate yourself back into some density or some thinking. If there's thinking, trace the thinking back to the thinker in the body, which is a sensation, possibly in the head. And place that sensation over and over again in this bath of peace and openness. If there's fear, a sense of boredom or lack, again, trace it back to its immediate appearance, which is usually a bodily sensation. Somewhere in the body. Once you find the sensation, you really establish it as a sensation, then you gently place it in this presence. You don't have to look after it, presence will look after it. That's the best we can do. The very best we can do. And it's the true meaning of sacrifice, is to return the body and mind to God, to make the body mind sacred again, not to keep it for yourself as a separate entity. There isn't such a separate entity. There's nothing to keep for nobody. And I know we've probably understood this, most of us, but it's nice also to really feel that with the body. Not with the body, but with the feeling. That's why we do this yoga. Feel yourself to be pure, empty openness that welcomes the sound of the bird, the sound of this voice, sensation. Resistance. And also let it, all things that are perceived, that are experienced, know that they are made of you. Their true substance is this openness. Nothing is solid. Nothing is made of matter. Everything alive and made of myself. Don't do anything.